Can't take your seatbelt off. I'm starting a live video. We are live and you are beeping. Okay, so Jay's here. She's fucking the video up already. We're heading to Bloomsburg, PA. We're going to document the out-of-state program. Obviously, for those who've been to my training course before, you know, Jay's my full-time videographer. We're heading there. She asked me if I do a live video. I actually thought of something as we were driving past. I mean, I'm going really fast. Let me slow down a little bit, because every time we're in a car, we get pulled over by the Jersey State Police. So if you're a trooper watching this, we're driving on Turnpike. Please don't pull over my car for speeding, because everybody else will lose value in this video. As I was driving, I had thought about doing a video because I really wanted to give you guys something fresh and of value. And I have two topics that I have to address at the request of two group members. I just haven't had the time to get into the books and give you all the proper documentation from those cases that I want to give you. But I want to discuss something because when I saw these five police cars close to our office go to a place to address what looked like to be probably a fight call. That was my best guess. In the past, when I was a police officer on the road, I would see other police officers get made to look like fucking fools. How's this? Well, they respond to something, have people who were required to stay on scene and not leave, such as an investigative detention. And I'm going to discuss what that is, how it's relevant, and how it plays into the same thing as a motor vehicle stop. But the investigative detention, the Terry stop, or in the eyes of the Constitution, New Jersey and federal and all across the country, a motor vehicle stop is not considered custody. It's like as if you responded to a scene and you had people there who may be involved in, let's say, for lack of a better term, a fight. Just like when you put your lights on a car and pull somebody over for an investigative detention or a Terry stop in a motor vehicle setting, that's how the courts view it on every level and every constitution throughout this whole country. People just don't have the right, if they don't want to stick around, that they can just leave your motor vehicle stop, right? So why do you think, or why do some people allow this to happen at the same constitutional justification level when you show up to a call for something? If people are not listening to your directions, if there's a safety issue, if they're beginning to flee and they're not responding to you, maybe you don't have enough PC for arrest at the moment when you show up and you have to detain folks to find out what the fuck is going on here. But people start walking away, you are under no obligation to cease and desist and let them walk away. You don't even know what that person was involved in. So when you're letting motherfuckers walk away from this scene or this stop, whatever it may be, you're making a large mistake, because the person that's walking away could have just done something very, very, bad in the eyes of the law, or it could have been a serious offense. Even if it wasn't, it doesn't matter. People do not have the right to walk away from your investigation on a motor vehicle stop. Now, they don't have to talk to you. Let's all be clear. They can remain silent, for lack of a better term, but they don't have the right to just walk away. Anybody who's doing that, right, if they were walking away, driving away from you on a motor vehicle stop, that would be considered obstructing administration of law. And I would implore you and encourage you, if you're experiencing this, don't fuck around with people too much. Don't be afraid to make an arrest. Don't be that guy who, or girl, who will warn somebody. I used to work with a lot of people like this who would say things like, if you walk away, we're going to lock you up. And start falling down the street. You walk away, we're going to lock you up. You walk away, we're going to lock you up. Like, ask anybody I worked with. If I told you once and you didn't listen, you began to walk away like it was over, you were under arrest. And if I had to use force, then so be it. Now, I'm not telling you to go out and employ force. I'm telling you that you are in control of a scene when you show up to an investigation, to whatever it may be. I can tell you the story. We had a guy, we go to domestic. The guy starts walking away, walking down the street. I have a police officer telling him, like, sir, please go back in your house. And the guy's ignoring his commands and just continues to walk. Now, I got no fucking clue what's going on at this scene. I have no clue. All I know is I got a guy walking away, and we had a frantic 911 call come in. So, dude, we had to use force. The guy would not listen to us. I'm like, stop. He's like walking right through us. And that was it, man. We had to bring him to the ground and use force, deploy pepper spray and some strikes to get him to go into handcuffs. It was on camera too, by the way. I've seen this too many times. I've seen it in my personal life. I've seen people not knowing what to do. When people are refusing your commands as a police officer and you're investigating something, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to employ obstructing the administration of law. It's a very, very, guys used to ask me when they were new, they would say, hey, do you have any advice for the new guys? And I tell them, yeah, read obstructing administration law, read the statute for hindering apprehension, and read the statute for disorderly conduct. If you know those statutes and know how to apply them correctly and the case law behind them, well, that'll get you much further ahead in your career as a patrol officer, especially as a beginning guy. I've seen senior guys get walked all over. I'm walked all over. And I'm like, what are we doing here? Like, lock this dude up. Stop. What are we doing? So don't be afraid to do that. It's just like a motor vehicle stop. You're going to a scene and people are walking away. Have the knowledge beforehand. Know what you can do and then employ it, right? Go out. If it happens, now you know what to do. So I have it ingrained in my mind. If people are failing to listen to my commands, especially at a scene of a domestic war, a fight call, or a shoplifter. You know, shoplifters, I'm like, yo, stop. And they just keep walking. Like, dude, I know you're the shoplifter. So don't be afraid. You got to know these things. I know this is a group about tech. We have a lot of new officers in this group. We poke a lot of fun at things. And yes, so be it. That's great. But there is a lot of value to come out of videos as simple as this. There may be some guys who are watching, well, this is an interdiction group. Dude, it is an interdiction group. But you know how many motherfuckers don't even know this simple shit? And that's okay. Because when you're new, you're not expected to know all this simple shit. Maybe your administration expects you to. It's fun. It's funny. They'll expect you to know all this stuff because you went to the academy where you literally fucking didn't know anything because you were exhausted from running all morning. So you're falling asleep while the fucking boring ass AP is teaching you criminal law, not even case law, some bullshit they're reading off. Not making any sense because somebody from the prosecutor's office or your attorney general's office or your ADA's office had to go and teach the recruits today. Doesn't give a shit about what they're teaching. Doesn't have any enthusiasm. So they're boring. What do you listen to a boring person for? You know, they expect you to do it, but let's face facts. When you're new, you really don't have any training. That's what this group's about, is to try to even get the people who are new trained properly, even in some of the basic simple stuff. So while there's some senior people watching this video going, well, fuck, dude, this is simple shit. Sure it is, but go back to your first week at a field training. Did you know what the fuck was going on? You had no clue. That's what some of these videos are about. May not be tactics, but it may go out. Somebody may understand this now, experience this tonight, and not made to look like a goddamn fool on the road. We're off to Bloomsburg, PA. We'll be going live from class tomorrow. I wish I had time to get into the book and give you guys more value. We're already running late. We're not going to get there until about 10:30 tonight. We're driving. We don't have to fly there because it's only about 3 hours from New Jersey. But guys, if you need anything from me, you can reach out to me. Everybody in this group is so excited when I'm like really having a phone call. I'm like, I can't believe you're having a phone. I had a phone call with a guy this morning. And he's like, dude, I can't believe you're actually talking. I'm like, dude, I'm reachable. Like, if I can help you with anything, I will. JC Smith writes, let me try not to crash while I read this. I arrested for obstructing driver for failing to get out of the car on a traffic stop. You can hit on that. Guys, failure to provide documents, failure to get out of a car, Pennsylvania versus MIMS. That's federal stuff. It's a federal U.S. Supreme Court case law. Failure to return to your car. There's so many cases for obstructing that you go into. Failure to obey police commands. You need to be well-versed with these things because they are paramount to you being a functional police officer. I cannot emphasize how many times I've watched cops get fucking embarrassed because they don't know what to do in a simple situation. I've watched it, and I've watched senior guys go through this. And if that's been you, that's okay, but let this be the point where you change. Now, I don't know where I'm going, so I'm going to have to shut this off and get back onto my GPS. We had 16 miles to talk. I'm probably getting pretty close to that. Guys, take these videos and use them. That's what they're for. I'm trying to provide value to everybody here. I'm trying to get around the country and give you guys value. There's a reason why street cop training is doing what it's doing. It's something that needs to be done in the law enforcement society, in our culture, in our world. We need help. I'm going to give you everything that I can. And I want you to be a 10 times better cop than I ever was. I'm not trying to create you. I'm not trying to create me back to you. I'm trying to create you 10 times better than me. So if I can help you understand more of this stuff and you become a better cop, and maybe it saves your life or it saves you from embarrassment or it saves you from an internal, you don't look like a fucking retard in front of the people you're trying to help, well, that's all worth it. I'll see you guys later.